After 14 years in the Texas Senate, Kel Seliger has achieved a lackluster, at best, record on pro-life issues. He does nothing to help the cause except begrudgingly vote for pro-life bills when they reach the Senate floor. Rather than use his experience and tenure in the Senate to protect preborn children, pregnant mothers, and vulnerable patients, Seliger has been a serial antagonist towards strong pro-life legislation, wrote the folks at Texas Right to Life. In a column titled, After a Long Run, Kel Seliger Needs to Go, explained how in 2011, Seliger demanded a major weakening amendment to the sonogram bill. The bill required an abortionist to provide a sonogram to a woman seeking an abortion 24 hours prior to the abortion, claiming how inconvenienced rural women would be by having to drive twice to a distant abortion clinic, once for the sonogram and another time for the abortion. Apparently he's never heard of a motel. Seliger withheld his 21st vote, needed to bring the bill forward, until a loophole was added to the bill that would exempt pregnant women who lived 100 miles or further from an abortion clinic from the 24-hour waiting period. Now, if you're in favor of killing innocent people in the womb for the convenience of those who created them, then you have no problem with Seliger's position. But it certainly isn't pro-life to work to make the legalized murder of a baby more easily done. The After a Long Run, Kel Seliger Needs to Go piece from Texas Right to Life is detailed and gives a good look at how the game's been played by Seliger. Frankly, he's taken some very bad positions on life issues as well as most everything else, and that's why Seliger's ranked as the most liberal Republican in the Texas Senate by the Rice University Baker Institute. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.